About 3 miles?
3 miles. So you really have lived in this same area most of your life.
That's right.
What did you do? I know you retired now. What did you...
I was computer supervisor for the Revenue Department of Alabama.
How long
did you... About 29 years.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a long time.
It sure is.
You, with state, you can retire to how many years?
30 years service, or either have 10 years of service and be 62.
That's pretty good, yeah. That's a good retirement. I think Dad can retire. Well, he's had 30 years serving.
Well, he could retire today if he wanted to.
I guess he's had that.
I think your mama's gonna make him wait till she can. I was kidding about it. I said, well, he was gonna retire and let you make the money. He said, no, he gonna wait till I retire.
That's probably the truth. She started making, you know, cakes and all.
Yeah, I know so, that. They're beautiful too.
I guess she'll have her something to do in her retirement.
That's right.
Can you tell me what schools you mentioned? You attended Lanier. What other schools did you attend?
I attended
here?
Capitol Heights Grammar School. Mm-hmm. That's the one that just burned down.
No. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that over there on Yancey and Winona in Florida? Mm-hmm. It just burned down here back in the one summer night. And then after that I went to Capitol Heights Junior High. And then I went to Lanier High School and I graduated from Stark University School. It was over there on the Red Bridge Road. That's what we used to call it, you know. But now I think, well, they have chopped all them streets up since they built all that stuff up. You know that cross street, the Empire Route, I reckon you call it Adams Avenue now.
Mm-hmm. Is it, oh, well, like the Mount Mays Road?
Yeah, Mount Mays Road. They used to call it the Red Bridge Road. Mm-hmm.
And are you a member of any clubs or churches or social organizations or anything like that?
I was a member of the Capitol Heights Methodist Church. I'm not very active now, though.
You have any hobbies like sports that you play or anything, do anything like that?
I used to play until I had a heart trouble. I used to love to play basketball. I used to love to play touch football, but I had to stop all that.
You play basketball and football in high school?
Yeah, I played basketball in high school and played a little football.
Yeah, I still like to play basketball.
And then I played basketball in night leagues, you know, for the men, but after a while I had to give it up.
Did you ever play against a Frank Jack?
No,
any of those men's basketball leagues?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, those are uncles of mine, you know. I think they may have played in those, but it may have been more recent. They're not.
I don't think they're about 50 years old.
Yeah, well, they're about, I guess, about 30, 40.
No, but I wasn't there to play with them.
Where were your mother and father born?
My mother was born in Abbeville, Alabama. My father was born in Luverne, Alabama.
Now, Luverne's in what county?
Crenshaw.
What about Abbeville?
Henry County.
And how much schooling they had?
My father, he had about 7-8 years, and that was all for him. And my mother, she was a high school graduate, but she must have done something because she used to teach school, but I don't think she had a college degree back in them days.
What did your mother and father do? You said she taught school.
That was before she got married. My father was a railroad conductor for the Atlantic Coast Line Railroad, and my mother was a housewife. She's a retired lady now, but daddy dead.
A lot of my family were railroad people. My granddaddy was heard of switching with the L&N, and one of daddy's brothers is a, right now, he's with the union now, with a brotherhood of railroad carmen, some people are carmen.
About 75% of the people in Capitol Heights were railroad men when I was growing up out there. That was a neighborhood for railroad men.
I think a lot of people out in Chisholm were railroad people too then, but not so much anymore.